Matthew Bertner once wrote a nocturne for moths.
I was thinking of these moths and how they're just like, they have these beautiful ears. They're like these kind of feathers on their throat, these two feathers. If you see a picture of a moth, it has these two like different sized kind of feather-like things. So I thought, well, I'll make some music for the moths so that they could use their hearing to like hear something beautiful too.
Moths can't hear the music we listen to, since their ears are attuned to higher frequencies, so Bertner wrote something they could hear. The resulting piece, Moth Song, is one of many works Bertner has composed over his career in eco-acoustics, which he says all boils down to an effort to help humans better connect with the natural world. Bertner, who was born in Naknek and grew up around Alaska, says the sounds of the natural world have always resonated with him.
When I was learning music, I would play music outside and with that presence of the environment. So they were somehow connected to me, the sounds of the wind and the snow and the water and the sounds of, you know, my saxophone or the piano, whatever I was playing.
Bertner has now built an award-winning career around turning nature into music, using both recorded sound and scientific data that he transforms into sound. One of his current projects focuses on the seasonal changes of an Arctic lagoon. Scientists monitored the lagoon's temperature, salinity, light, and currents over the course of a year, and Bertner transformed that data into sound that allows listeners to hear how the lagoon shifts with the seasons.
We get a kind of sonic sense of the way the ecosystem works, the dynamics of it. And it's actually like very pronounced in the sound, much more impactful than looking at a graph of it.
Recording the elusive sounds of glaciers, seagrass beds, and cooling lava isn't easy, and Bertner says your standard microphone probably won't cut it.
When you're dealing with like, you know, tundra, or, you know, a river covered in, you know, 3 feet of ice, and you want to record that, there aren't really, you know, ready-made devices for that. And so a lot of it is figuring out what you might hear there, because you can't really always know. That's why, in a way, why we're going there.
He says there's always some amount of risk when you're recording in extreme environments.
I don't know. I just have a kind of YOLO approach to it, where I'm just like, you know, I'll save and save and save and save money and write grants, and I'll get this one piece of gear, and then I'll just go like throw it out in the ocean and like hope for the best.
Bertner sees his work as a way to open humans up to an expanded awareness of the natural world.
Music is, we think of that as a human expression, but if we extend life and humanness or beingness to the glacier, then certainly it is making music. You know, if it has the characteristics of a being, it would probably make music too. If we don't recognize that music, that's really our own shortcoming, not the glacier's shortcoming.
You can find Bertner's work at matthewbertner.com. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.